I'm gonna make you play.
Okay.
What could the new and improved version be?
It is your concept.
Sure. But I shouldn't host this time. You're right.
I want to see what you think of it from an experience side so that we get, you know, it's your concept. We go from there. So, okay. Both of you have played Movie Bluff in the sense of we do an IMDb format where, you know, somebody starts and they say an actor, actress, movie, or TV show, and they roll from there, and then it usually would go in a clockwise or counterclockwise fashion of somebody else would have to name a movie or TV show or actor, actress based on, you know, whatever the person before him had named. Instead, we're going to do a buzz-in format.
Okay. Oh, no.
So each, well, and that's the thing. It's going to be a lot of bouncing around. Here's one question I had for this. So does anyone ever get eliminated in order to, you know, limit down to attain a point?
No.
So it's just, if somebody's right, they get a point. If they're wrong, they're out. They don't get a point.
Right.
Essentially. Okay.
Right.
So with that, it will start on some hypothetical topic, and then from there, each person buzzes in with a predetermined sound that you generate yourself. So, Adam, if you could please demonstrate. What is your buzz sound for this game?
I'm going to go a little bit Legend of Zelda here and go, hop! Like that.
Okay. Hop.
Hop!
Oh, that's all pretty right. Good. Okay. Yep.
That's a good one.
So, Emily and Andrew, you both have to come up with a buzz-in sound of some sort.
Oh, no. I'm not creative like that. Can I just say beep?
One can be given to you.
Yeah.
No. Beep is insufficient.
Really?
What?
I feel like there should be at least one that can kind of play
solidify
along
the buzzer.
Okay, so maybe not beep, but maybe like wonk or, you know, some sort of like... If
zap?
Zap. Okay. I'd take zap.
Zap
I'd take
is zap. Acceptable.
Okay.
Right, Andrew?
Mine's going to be a bit of Foley. I'm going to do a wire cable snapping for mine. So it'll be like this.
Wow. I hope you don't get too tired.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually one thing I was going to mention is that it will be nice if it's something you can do quickly and efficiently. All right.
Maybe we'll change
but
it.
But that sounded really good, though.
That was a very nice wire snap sound.
It was so authentic.
it's accurate, but maybe not efficient.
But is it quick draw ready?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Maybe mine should be whatcha.
Mine should just be like, hey, big guy.
Oh, I like that. You have to do that. Sorry.
All right, I'll do that.
Hey, big guy. That's acceptable.
Hey, big guy.
That's good.
Hey, big guy, zap, and hua, or
hop.
Hop. Hop. That's right.
This is going to be weird.
And so the way that this works now is that...
Let's try our buzzers. Dan, why don't you point?
Hey, big guy.
I'm sorry.
Hop.
Zap.
Okay.
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 Good. Mine might be all abbreviated right. To hey.
Hey. All right. I'd take that. Hey. Well, that's kind of a...
It's similar to hup.
No.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it's more along the lines of like somebody trying to get your attention rather than being a buzzer.
Okay.
Cool. So how about like big or you know, skipping to a different word instead of hey because
kinda,
somebody else wants like...
I kind of like hey, big guy.
Right. Yeah,
big
guy. Me too.
I can just say it fast. Hey, big guy.
Well, I mean...
That works.
You're going to be counting from when the word, like the sound starts, right? So he'll be fine.
Yeah. It takes longer to say it.
It's just that if there's a cavalcade of answers, I want right. to make sure it's something distinguishable
right.
as well.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So what will happen is I will kick off the round with some sort of start. And then from there, it's somebody buzzes in. If you're accurate, you get a point, and then I, instead of the person who answers saying movie or TV show, I instigate that change, so that way it can kind of be directed in either a neutral or a non-neutral way.
Excellent.
Let's just do a Bill Murray round and just keep saying, like, movie.
So basically, you have control.
Control,
basically.
Which can help a lot of people, but then can hurt people at the same time.
So, well, you're going to be fair.
I would like this to work, and I want to be objective, but at the same time, we have to make this thing what it is.
Right.
So,
I think we trust you. I trust you.
I would hope so. So we haven't really hit on anything too specific during this episode. So I will start.
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
You didn't cover one thing.
Yes. I'm sorry.
If someone gives a wrong answer,
that's right.
If someone gets a wrong answer, you can. You don't have to buzz in. You can just call them on it anytime you want. And if they do turn out to be wrong, then they lose a point. Is that how we're going to play it?
And what did you think of my thought of the person who calls them on it steals their point?
Instead of them gaining any points.
Well, okay. It's like the person who's wrong loses a point, and the person who calls them on it gains a point. So it's like that point transfers to that person.
Oh, I like that.
So it's like, okay, so you get punished if you bluff and are called on it, and the person who actually instigates the charge gains that point. But I would like to do something where if you call somebody on it just randomly, the person who calls them on it while the person is right loses a point, just bar none. It's like, so you can't just be like, no, you're wrong. No, they were right. Fuck, I lose a point. Instead of, fuck, I was wrong.
Okay.
I like that.